Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.
Ooh, personalised plates. Bort.
Bort. So, a little bit of background. In the UK, you can go on and you can buy personalised plates. Maybe you have an oil business. You might be able to get the numbers oil 4601 and put it on your trucks. It's a big money spinner. Similar in the US, but they can go even further. You can get down to Bort. And that's what one couple who are crazy about The Simpsons have done. But now it's starting to cause them a lot of hassle. But why exactly? Well, this report from WBZ News explains.
This is a Bort license plate, but for Katie Eunice of Gloucester...
Stop using my plate!
It's a major problem. So if you don't know, this is a Simpsons reference. There's an old episode where Bart is at Itchy and Scratchy Land and he's trying to find a souvenir license plate with his name on it.
Oh, come on, Bort?
And then there's a child there whose name is Bort, and then there's an adult there whose name is Bort.
I repeat, we are sold out of Bort license plates.
So if you're a huge fan of that episode, you can actually go online and buy a Bort license plate right now. It's obviously not legal. It just says Itchy Scratchy Land on the top. But it looks enough like a Massachusetts plate that now anytime someone goes through Easy Pass with one, Katie gets the bill.
And I'm continuing to get notices, and I don't know when they'll stop.
Eat my shorts.
So basically, in every state, someone has a Bort license plate.
But only really Massachusetts plates look like this. Same red lettering, same font, white background.
So I got this letter, and right here, it says Bort.
Bort!
So I logged in, and then I found that there was more.
So Katie now is being asked to pay the Easy Pass toll for multiple cars and multiple locations, all with the same fake Bort plate.
Bort is causing so much hassle for that couple in Massachusetts. So people are sticking them on their cars because they're novelty plates. They're putting them in the windows. And every time they go through a toll, imagine like the toll bootless M50, all the letters are coming to them.
What a price to pay to be a devoted Simpsons fan to realize, oh God, all these tolls, fines, issues coming to me. Would you like to see personalised number plates become a thing in Ireland?
When I was about 17, yeah, I thought it was the coolest thing in the world. But I've moved on. I've grown up as a human. You'll see some that are humorous in the UK if you're ever travelling overseas. A weird thing about number plates, and I'm not sure if I'm alone on this. If I'm to get a new car, my current reg ends in four digits. So yeah, it's 1099. I couldn't buy a car that has any more than four digits ending. So I see Dublin cars and they could have up to five or six digits. So just giving a sample reg here, 212D6784321. I feel that looks horrible on a car.
Because what I was going to ask you was, could you sanction having a reg from any county in Ireland?
No.
Is there a county that you wouldn't get a car from? But for you, it's the actual sheer number of numbers.
Oh no, Fionnuala. It's also the counties.
Oh, you're discriminating on county basis as well.
Correct. I could never have an RN reg plate.
Oh, Dave, how
I
dare you.
I could never have a Cavan reg plate.
What difference does it make?
I couldn't have a Dublin reg plate.
So, have you ever driven any other reg apart from a Leitrim car?
Donegal.
Right.
First car was 97 DL355, who was a pink Opel Corsa that actually turned out red. And since then, I am Leitrim because I've imported my cars from the north, but that has got crazy, crazy expensive. So the next one, it'll probably be a car that has a different reg than Leitrim, but it won't be Cavan, it won't be Roscommon, and it won't be Dublin.
Are you as pernickety as Dave? Do you care about the county or the numbers on your license plate?
Do you not care?
No, I've only gone through three. I'm only on my third car right now. I've driven Leitrim, my first car.
Oh, wow.
I've driven Wicklow, and I am now currently on Galway, which does make me happy, but that's not why I bought it. It was because I bought that car during COVID times, and I actually couldn't travel any further to go and get the car.
Would you not buy a car because of the county reg that is on it? No matter how good the car is, 087-1-102-107. For me, being a Leitrim man, I will drive a Donegal car, drive a Galway car, won't drive a Dublin, a CN reg, or certainly not an RN Roscommon reg.
How very dare you? Like, so I've gone from Leitrim to Wicklow to my native Galway. I won't lie, I'm quite happy to drive a Galway car currently. But why do you hold Like, do you genuinely, when you go looking for cars, because you've had a few,
yeah,
see the reg and say absolutely not? Like, you can't be serious.
I am deadly serious. You've no idea how serious I am. I'm almost as serious as...
Hi, Dave. Now, you want to watch it. I'm from Roscommon and I have an RN reg plate. My father has an RN reg plate. And all the vehicles my family...
And my father's father had an RN reg plate.
My drive have RN reg plates. I wouldn't lower myself to get a Leitrim reg plate or a Longford reg plate. So please retract your statement.
Dara, I will be doing no retracting whatsoever.
Finola is on your buzz about Leitrim, Dave. She initially got in touch to say, I couldn't have an RN reg or a CN reg for Cavan. She comes back, actually, no, I couldn't drive any other county than Leitrim. Finola. You're so proud.
See,
but
we're so staunch because there is so few of us that we have to keep the good side out and say, hey, look at us. We are from Leitrim. Connor, and I think it's because we're bordering. Connor's from Ballinasloe. Have to agree with Dave about the Roscommon Reg. Drove a car that was RN Reg for 2 years. Hated looking at the Reg plate. Not a good look when you're a Galway man.
I do get it. I do get that if someone said to me, oh, you're getting a brand new car, top of the range spec, but it's an MO Reg, I'd have to pause. I would have to pause and think about the situation. But look, no, we have to move past this petty rivalry.
Well, it seems it's something I don't need to worry about, driving a Roscommon Reg, because Eric...
We wouldn't let you drive a Roscommon Reg car, and that's it.
Succinct in 3 seconds. Thank you, Eric. Thank you for preventing me from doing something I don't want to do anyways.
It's gas how we know that having a certain reg does not mean you're from that county. And yet, if someone in a particular reg car does something that you would count as bad behaviour on the road, you're immediately calling them out. What the Mayo fecker now? Sorry, yeah. I've really called out Mayo twice in one link. I shouldn't have.
If I go to Dublin... I would like to drive a Roscommon car because they'd be just bumping into buses, maybe scraping up against cyclists, and they'd be going, oh, look at that Roscommon culture, and they'd be like, I'm from Leitrim. Hey!
Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.
Welcome back to That's a Pepper Thing. First up, we've got Harrison wrapping his Dr. Pepper in a tiny quilt so it feels at home. Oh, how tender. That's a Pepper Thing! And over to Becca, who's whispering affirmations to her can.
You're sweet. You're unique. You're the best thing I ever poured over ice.
She swears it makes it taste better. It's not a science thing, but it's a Pepper Thing! Why do they all do it? All for that sweet, delicious, truly one-of-a-kind taste of Dr. Pepper. It's a Pepper Thing!